good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plato Show. Monday, January the 5th, 2026. Caught myself. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Reaction Monday. What'd you think of the Chad Morris hire? What do you think of all the crazy transfer portal stuff? What do you think of Clemson's victory over Pittsburgh in college basketball? SMU beat North Carolina. What'd you think of the NFL last regular season weekend and now the NFL playoffs? We've got a lot to get into here on a very busy Monday show. The producer of the Monday show, Mr. Will Clanton. Good morning, friend. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. It's good to be here. Good to see you. I haven't seen you in a whole year.
Good to see you this year. Good to see you. Weekend good? The week good? Everybody good?
Yeah. Interesting week last week, I will say, just with New Year's Eve and all the holidays falling on very strange days, breaking everything up. But since I last talked to you, a lot of great football. I know y'all talked about the college football playoff games on Friday, but man, whew,
crazy.
A lot of consumption of college football for me since I last saw you.
Love that.
How you been?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic. Texture 9866 says, Mick, it's going to be a good day today. Just passed a Bluebell truck during your intro. Bluebell ice cream, the nectar of the gods. If God made anything better, Bluebell ice cream, vanilla natural bean ice cream, then he said it for himself. Great day there. And while it might be a little foggy where you are now, the good news is it's going to clear up today, high of 57. Have you seen the weather the rest of the week?
I haven't, but you did already mention it.
63 tomorrow, 72 on Wednesday, 68 on Thursday, 69 on Friday, 66 on Saturday. Loving this. Nothing really in the 40s for the next, all the way through the 18th or 19th of the month. Mid-50s, nothing in the 20s. Man, a very mild, really hot January. Love seeing that. We have a special guest in studio with us this morning. My man, Drake Plotter. Good morning, buddy. How you
morning.
Doing? How are you?
Good.
Good. I like sleeping with you last night, and I liked getting up, and our drive was fascinating this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. How you doing? How's your energy, man? Because you don't normally get up at 5, do you?
It's a little low.
It is. Well, let me. What time do you and Mom and Isla normally get up?
6:30 maybe.
6:30. So you up an hour and a half early?
Yeah.
Drake learned about adrenaline this morning. He says, Dad, I don't feel that tired. But what is an adrenaline? I said you're going to hit a brick what?
Wall.
Brick wall at some point in time, just because you're excited to be here and all that kind of stuff. You want to tell everybody how you're doing? Like, what's up with your life? Everybody good? Any news for you? Catching up on anything?
I went to basketball practice yesterday.
Yeah, you did great Saturday. You did great.
Yeah.
That was awesome. We played golf 4 straight days, didn't we?
Yeah.
We played 9 holes yesterday. You played good with that one, right?
Yeah, I played pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Anything else going on? You want to update on what you got for Christmas or anything?
I got a next playground. It's like a little game.
Yeah. It's like a Wii, but a lot of folks know what a Wii is.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's your favorite game on there?
Next Gym.
Next Gym? Because you work out like crazy on there?
Yeah.
He does, man. He's a workout freak. He loves working out and doing that kind of stuff. That's a lot of cool. All right, looking forward to having a good show today. You be with us in and out. Tell Will now, but his mom's not up yet. So we didn't have a whole lot to eat for breakfast this morning. We didn't have any waffles. We had some sausage, but didn't want to bring it. So we stopped by a convenience store. I'm sure shocked that people eat chicken for breakfast, because there's one convenience store that's making chicken, and guys are getting, like, fried chicken. I didn't know that was the case.
Dodgers down the street.
Yeah. Went there. But now, Drake, what'd you get for breakfast this morning? What do you got over there?
I got pizza, Pringles, and Pepsi.
Pizza, Pringles, and Pepsi. A lot of alliterations for a peppy young prep. So pizza, Pringles, and Pepsi. Do not tell your mom that's what we have for breakfast this morning. All right, great show. Love to hear from you all day long. Chad Morris, the offensive coordinator at Clemson. I talked to a bunch of people over the weekend about this hire. And all things considered, I think this is a very interesting hire. I think that Dabo Swinney, it doesn't surprise me. It goes back to something that he knows. I think that Chad will improve the running game. I think his experience will pay off. I think he'll be a more powerful voice in the room. If you think about it, personality-wise, he's a completely opposite personality of what Brandon Streeter was or is and what Garrett Riley was and is. They haven't passed, thank goodness. They're just not here anymore. So a stronger voice in the room. What does that mean? That means calling out offensive staff when things aren't going well. And I know that they've got to get it right because I don't think that was Sweeney's going to get another chance to hire another offensive coordinator unless it's so successful when Chad Morris leaves. But it's my understanding Chad didn't want to be a head coach again. And it'll be interesting to see. I get the sentiment that I don't think the game's passed him or anything like that. We get the sentiment that, you know, his last couple stops hadn't been great. I get that. So I get people's apprehension about that. We'll see. We do have a ton of transfer portal news, visits. We'll talk about some of the guys that have been at Clemson already and some of the guys that are coming. We do have the most significant commitment. Well, the first commitment for the Gamecocks Tigers so far, Jaden Gibson, former Oklahoma wide receiver, 6'5", 197. And so you say, man, they got a 6'5 wide receiver from Oklahoma. This is going to be great. And he might be. But he hadn't played football in 2 years. And before that, he had one good season at Oklahoma in 23 where he caught 14 balls for 5 touchdowns, 375 yards, 1 catch for 12 yards in 22 and didn't play in 24 or 25 due to injury. So Jaden Gibson, who's missed an awful lot of time, headed to the Gamecocks. Josiah Thompson out at South Carolina in a surprise move. We'll tell you the 12 Tigers coming up that are in the transfer portal coming up later today. Tell you who are visiting Clemson in South Carolina today. Khalil Barnes commits to Georgia. He might be in for a little surprise about how practice goes over there, a little bit different than what he's been used to over here. We can talk about that a little bit. What are we going to do in segment 2, by the way, Will Clinton?
I've only got maybe today and next week to keep talking about college football, so we're going to utilize that.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's take care of that for sure. We had the big Clemson basketball win on Saturday at Pittsburgh, 73-68. Tigers improved to 12-3, 2-0 in the ACC. Pittsburgh falls to 7-8, 0-2 in the league. With this one, it was Justin Porter had 21 points, career high there. Good for him. RJ Godfrey had 14 points, also in double figures. Nick Davidson, 14. And Buddha Johnson had 10. Tigers out-rebounded Pittsburgh 28-27. Nice to see that. Points in the paint. Clemson won that one 30-28. Tigers, they did turn it over a little bit. Had 14 turnovers to 11 turnovers in this one. But the Tigers ended up winning it. Clemson shot 24 of 45 from the field, making that making that 53% from the field. Tigers made 7 of 21 threes. I know that's 33%. 18 of 25 free throws at 72%. Tigers with a nice win there and now come home to face what is a pretty hot SMU team. Because SMU beat North Carolina in Dallas-Fort Worth over the weekend. Clemson-SMU Wednesday night, 9 o'clock, ESPNU. Clemson trying to go 3-0. Now, the news there is good news and somewhat tainted news, I guess you could say. Number one, good news is Clemson goes 2-0 on the road for the first time in ACC history, which is great.
2-0. In their first two games right. On the road.
Right.
It's a very asterisk of a stat.
Yeah, they had opened up 2 in a row on the road in a long time. Can't remember. Anyway, that said, they opened the season by winning their first two games on the road in the ACC. The first two ACC games that happened to be on the road, that being said. Now, the other side of it, well, again, most of those years they didn't open up 2 in a row on the road. And the other side of it is, I mean, just to be fair, let's just be honest. It ain't like they beat Dean Smith and Lefty Gizelle. You know, it ain't like this isn't the old 1975 ACC by any stretch, with Syracuse and with Pittsburgh so far. But I'll tell you this. Syracuse and Pittsburgh are going to beat some teams at home this year. And so, two good road wins for sure coming up there. Hey, Drake, Leonard said, hey, Drake, while you're on the show today, get your dad to DoorDash you some Chick-fil-A or Bojangles. Looking forward to hearing you from the show today. That's Leonard. You know what DoorDash is?
Yeah.
What is it? Do you know? You order food and they bring it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. We might do that today. Might have to do it. That's what Quark does every day for lunch. Like he passes all these places. Why didn't he go and get it? Why does he got to go have it DoorDashed every day?
Well, Wendy's is not on the way, and we all know that that's Quark's bread and butter.
Yeah.
I think he said it's a total of 8 minutes extra.
Nice.
To go out of the way to get to Wendy's.
So he just does it that way, for sure. Texture wants to know, how good is Khalil Barnes? It has to be better than Ja'Cory Thomas, I would think. Go Dogs. Barnes is, if you utilize him right, Clemson had to play out of position a few times. I think Barnes is a pretty good nickelback. I don't think he's a good safety. So if you can play him at nickel and play him close to the line of scrimmage, I think you'll like him. I don't think you want him on the back end trying to make plays there. I don't think you're going to like that too much. All right, NFL from yesterday. Even on Saturday, the Bucs beat the Panthers. Great news, the Falcons beat the Saints. So good news here is that the Carolina Panthers are in the playoffs. And now the Carolina Panthers will play a home game. That's crazy. As they'll face the Los Angeles Rams in Charlotte Saturday at 4:30 on Fox. The number one seed, Seattle, gets a bye. The Bears, the two seed, will host the Packers Saturday, 8 o'clock on Prime Video. Hard to believe that an NFL playoff game is on Prime Video. The third seed Eagles will host the 49ers on Fox on Sunday at 4:30. And I told you the Rams and Panthers, four seed Panthers, fifth seed Rams on Fox at 4:30 on Saturday. In the AFC, the Broncos get the number one seed home field advantage throughout the playoffs. The number two seed Patriots host the Chargers coming up Sunday at 8 on NBC. The three seed Jacksonville Jaguars, great season for them, host the six seed Bills. Great playoff game Sunday at 1. And the 4-seed Steelers, who won last night to secure the bid over the Ravens, they meet the Texans, the 5th seed, that coming up Monday Night Football game on the playoffs. We've done it the last few years, ABC ESPN at 8:15. So that's where the NFL playoffs are at this point. We had college basketball from the weekend. Ranked teams all winning in the top 10. 12th ranked North Carolina lost it at SMU. I told you that. Nice win for Alabama against Kentucky. 14th ranked Alabama beat Kentucky. Kentucky down 9-5 overall. Gamecocks fell at home to 11th ranked Vanderbilt, 83-71. Vanderbilt's athletic department is pretty good right now. 17th ranked Kansas lost again, this time to Central Florida. They're 10-4 now. Nice win by Arkansas. 18th ranked Arkansas beat 19th ranked Tennessee. Good win there. Rest of the ranked teams win, including 23rd ranked Georgia beating Auburn 104-100 in overtime. Nice win there for sure. And besides that, the big news on the college football world, Sorsby leaving Cincinnati to go to Texas Tech. You had Josh Hoover's going to Indiana. Isaac Brown is staying at Louisville. Apparently they got the money right. He's staying at Louisville. Marsh, the big wide receiver from Michigan State, is going to Indiana. Also, Turbo, going to add a little turbo power to Indiana as well. Indiana had a great day yesterday. And, man, I got to tell you, Indiana's absolutely rolling right now in the portal. The Clemson had a bunch of visitors to tell you about that. Today, we have a bowl game tonight. The FCS championship game tonight. 12-4 Illinois State, 13-2 Montana State from Franklin, Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, the First National Bank Stadium. The Montana State, a 10-point favorite tonight. So besides that, all bowl games are, I think I'm right by saying this, bowl games have finished up, and now we are in college football playoff mode. Thursday, 7:30, 10th seed Miami, 6th seed Ole Miss from Glendale, Arizona, ESPN. Friday, 7:30, 5th seed Oregon, top seed Indiana from the Chick-fil-A Bowl down in Atlanta. I need to look at tickets. I might take Drake down to watch Indiana. You want to go down to Atlanta this Friday night?
Yeah.
We'll have to see. We'll see what it looks like. I might take you down there and see what that looks like. So, besides that, Will, nothing going on in sports. And there's more that we didn't even get to. With that said, I do want to tell you about my awesome friends over at Ingles. Love the prices. Love the savings. Drake and I went to Ingles on Saturday. And you like the race car buggy.
I used to.
Yeah. Well, you're too big for it now, man. So you didn't get a chance to do it anymore. He's growing up too fast over there, Will. He used to like getting in there and we take him all around and drive him all around there. Now he's just too big for all that kind of stuff. Hey, let me tell you about what's going on at Ingles. Love the prices. Love the savings. You know, at Ingles now, they've got specials going on. Let me see the latest specials. So tune in on Wednesday shows. That's when I have the latest Ingles stuff. So I'm looking at next week's specials. Actually, you know what? Tune in tomorrow. And let me give you a little preview of what we're going to talk about tomorrow. On this thing here, Ingles. Oh man, some good stuff. I can't tell you because I don't want to ruin it for you, but tune in tomorrow. We got some great specials right now. Hey, if you're grilling out, this is a great week to grill out. Don't forget about Ingles. A 70 degree Wednesday night cookout at the house. Be a pretty good deal. Love the prices, love the savings. Hey, the one other thing that Drake and I do, we always go into, we don't buy any beer. No beer, man. What we do, though, is we run around the beer cooler to make sure we cool off and get colder. We did it this past week, didn't you? You did two laps.
Yeah.
Was it cold?
It was really cold.
Oh, man. So we love going to Ingles. Love the prices, love the savings, love my great friends at Ingles. Segment two, talking college football with Will Clanton when you come back right after this.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI assistant summarizes your calls and responds to customers 24/7 so you never miss a lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. You can even keep your current business phone number. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Are you renovating your home or business? Greer Flooring Center has a large selection of quality flooring products at competitive prices. What sets us apart is the large team of experienced consultants and local installers that know the product, can answer your questions, and stay with you through the entire process. From design, selection, installation, and even beyond, Greer Flooring Center stands behind your experience.
Visit us at greerflooringcenter.com.
Experience the Davis Services difference where quality meets reliability. Family owned, serving the upstate and western North Carolina since 1972, Davis Services is your go-to for all HVAC, plumbing, and electrical needs. With decades of expertise, we ensure your home runs smoothly and efficiently, providing peace of mind for you and your family. Don't wait for problems to escalate. Call Davis Services today and let our skilled team handle it all. Call 864-432-1785 or visit our website davisservicesinc.com today.
Contractors, we know what it takes to build something great. Long days, hard work, and the right materials. At Harbin Lumber Company, we're here to make sure you've got everything you need to get the job done. Since 1917, we've been your trusted partner in building dreams, from framing lumber to finished materials. When you work with Harbin, you're not just getting quality supplies, you're getting a team that's got your back. Visit one of our local lumber yards today, and let's build dreams together.
Craft Stove Store and Patio is here to help your home stay warm and cozy until spring with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and even keep you warm and cozy in the event of a power failure. Craft Stove Store and Patio even features the Radiant Heating vented gas logs that have a real fire look and radiant heat. Visit Craft Stove Store and Patio located on 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylors.
Craft Stove Store and Patio. How well do you know the condition of your home's plumbing system? Are you positive that there's not a slow drip behind a wall or under a cabinet? My name is Mike with One Time Plumber, and we're offering a free inspection on your home's entire plumbing system. We're checking everything out, but here's a few highlights of what we're looking for. The condition of your pipes, the condition of your water heater, the pressure in your shower. The list goes on, and we're going to inspect it for free.
Tom Plumber, whose name is his number one. Tom Plumber. One Time Plumber.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous five-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at collegiatelegacydesigns.com. That's collegiatelegacydesigns.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Are you incensed that you missed one of our daily shows?
And what do we have? We have an altercation of some sort down on the field. Shane Beamer is incensed, irate about something.
Stay calm. You can listen to all of our past shows at theroarfm.com and click on the podcast tab.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. Then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
Ooh. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends at Blue Ridge Heating and Air, they want to help you with your gas furnace inspections. Now, thank goodness we don't have to turn the furnace on too often now, but you know, carbon monoxide is a silent killer for a reason. You can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it, but a faulty gas furnace can leak in your home. That's why a gas furnace inspection from Blue Ridge Heating and Air really matters. As the Armstrong Air Preferred Dealer, their certified technicians check all the hidden dangers like cracked heat exchangers and blocked vents before they can turn serious on you. Let them take a good look around for you. A year-round peace of mind, efficiency. Choose Blue Ridge Heating and Air. And their comfort maintenance plan is what I do, and they'll take a peek at it for you and make sure everything's running very efficiently as well. We love it. It's Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Check them out online, BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Blue Ridge Heating Air, engineered comfort solutions. Segment two with Mr. Will Clanton.
One of the things that I have noticed from bowl season, and again, this was one of the best collection of non-playoff bowl games that we've seen in a long time. Viewership, at least so far, I don't think they have gotten the numbers back from the New Year's Eve and January 1st bowl games yet. But so far, even without those, you know, big-name games, you've got a 17% increase in viewership in non-college football playoff bowl games. One thing that of note with the Pop-Tart Bowl, I know we talked a little bit about the anthropomorphic Pop-Tarts because that's something that I like to eat for breakfast.
Is that what you're doing today?
Oh, yeah. Oh, great game. Fantastic finish. Notre Dame, thinking that they were going to cost the NCAA and, well, by virtue, ESPN, ABC, Disney, $30 million by not participating in that bowl game.
Yeah.
That did not work out.
Didn't work out for them.
That did not work out at all. The official number, as I'm scrambling to try to find that official number like here.
Eight million something.
Yes. Close to it, at least. You had... Here we go. Apologies for the delay, but it was 8.7 million viewers for the Pop-Tart Bowl. And not to mention the Pinstripe Bowl.
Yeah.
We won't talk about what happened in that game or who played in that game, but 7.6 million viewers.
Crazy. crazy.
So a lot of people tuned in.
A lot of people saw a lot of bad football.
With one of those two bowl games, yes. with the conferences in and out, obviously we still have three games left, so these numbers aren't going to be final, but you have the Big Ten right now at 9-4. That number is going to be 10-5 because you do have two Big Ten teams matched up. Was that on Saturday? Indiana no, and Oregon.
Friday.
On Friday, yes.
Well, 10-5, but it won't be final because one of the teams is going to play one other game. So they're either going to be 11-5 or 10-6.
Yes.
Right.
ACC so far 8-4. Miami's still alive.
They could be. Miami could be. They're either going to be 8-5, 9-5, or 10-4.
Correct.
Right.
ACC still could have the best conference record in bowl season. Yeah. And that is followed by number three, Conference USA. And this is by percentage.
They're done.
They are done. 4-3 overall. The American Conference, 5-4. They're also done.
You're getting to somebody. Keep going.
The SEC, all the way down at number five. And not done.
No.
Thanks to Ole Miss.
Yeah. You're Ole Miss Rebels.
Right here.
Oh, you got an Ole Miss hat on over there.
Landshark.
I hear you, buddy. I like it.
Didn't see that coming, by the way. Expected Georgia to win that one and still be alive with the SEC. So, you know, SEC, are you sad? Are you sad?
Me?
Oh, no, the SEC.
Yeah. One thing we talked about in last week's show is that for Clemson fans, even they're not in it, but for the 2 days that Ohio State, Alabama, and Georgia lost, pretty good days there. Seeing that happen.
Underdogs coming through. I'm surprised by the performance of a lot of teams, especially the ACC, who to get to that number, that current number of 8-4, they've won their last four bowl games.
And beat the SEC in some of those, and now you got Miami's is favored to beat Ole Miss coming up, but you had Wake Forest beating beat down of Mississippi State. A lot of people didn't see that one. So good, man. It was a good week. Good bowl season for the ACC. No doubt about that.
Yes, indeed. And one other topic I know.
One thing you can say, too, is that now you see why the SEC commissioner, Sankey, why he wanted the more playoff spots. Because he knew they weren't going to do good bowl games. Virginia beating Missouri. Missouri. Yeah. Madam Chairperson. Head-to-head, the ACC did really well against the SEC. In rivalry weekend and in the bowl games. But it just means more, and they got bigger bands and fake blonde cheerleaders with batons and all that. So it just means more.
I'll update you on that number of head-to-head ACC-SEC over the entirety of the season. But we already did mention Indiana and Kurt Cignetti in the transfer portal. Obviously, we did talk about Turbo Richard. Coming out of, he's listed officially at Charlotte in the ESPN website, out of Rock Hill, and now going to Indiana. And again, all-time great name, Turbo. Yeah,
Turbo.
Turbo Richard.
Yeah.
Indiana, you did mention also Josh Hoover from TCU, going to be taking over for the Heisman winner. And Fernando Mendoza, you did mention Nick Marsh, one of the I think he was the number two rated wide receiver in the transfer portal.
Yeah. I'm telling you, they're not going anywhere. If they win this thing now, depending, who knows? We don't know anything in the offseason anymore, but you could potentially preseason number one next year.
Yeah, I'd be shocked.
They've got it rolling, man.
They've also got a top-rated defensive lineman from Notre Dame coming in, Joshua Burnham. You got a top-rated edge rusher, Toby Osunsamnemi.
Yes, it is. That's him. Toby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just call him Toby.
Yeah.
From Kansas State. But one thing that happened recently in one of the press conferences for the Peach Bowl, you had Kirk Cignetti and Dan Lanning, Indiana and Oregon coach respectively, on the same call having a little fun, and this was prior to the bulk of those Indiana transfer commits that we just talked about. Here's Kurt Cignetti.
But also, with the college football calendar the way it is, we have 13 portal guys on campus right now. So from 10 o'clock till 2 o'clock, my Oregon prep got cut a little bit short. So, you know, I'm going to pick up on that later this evening.
And, just to build up that sentiment, first I tell you, Coach Cignetti, keep focusing on those portal guys. You know, we have a great roster next year. We're going through the same thing here. So I already did a breakfast with some recruits this morning. It is what it is.
Very interesting. Very, very interesting the way the landscape is with coaches in a semifinal having to shift their focus to the transfer portal to host players and then go right back to it. It's really interesting. With my, you know, Ole Miss and Murph from Mississippi getting in on the text line, trying to spread some propaganda. Had to let an Ole Miss fan know yesterday that Miami has actually played teams this year because these clowns in Oxford have
no idea. Very good.
With Ole Miss in mind, Lane Kiffin, you know, he did say he made the case that, well, he is telling people that he made the case to continue coaching Ole Miss throughout the playoff. Do we really think that would have happened? And do we really think that Ole Miss would be in this position if he was having to recruit for another team?
Yeah, including recruiting guys off the same team, off the Ole Miss team to go there. That's just trash. The whole thing's trash. The whole system is. Again, I find it so fascinating that everyone knows the system is so skewed and so broken in so many different areas, and yet no one does anything about it. I mean, this whole thing that now Ole Miss offensive guys are having to decide which job they're going to take now, and are they going to coach in the semifinals, the national semifinals, and does Kiffin let them do that or not? And that's just absurd. The whole thing's absurd. The whole thing's broken.
I agree. You'd like to think that they're taking small steps to work towards improvements.
Yeah.
I think cutting down on the time frame and the number of times that the transfer portal is open, you know, with a litany of exceptions, they still got to work on the dates. There's still a lot of work to be done, and I doubt it, but I hope that some improvements will be made, even if it's just, you know, one or two a year. Just you know, work in the right direction. Make an effort. You know, do your job.
Yeah, we'll see. I think the whole thing is completely broken, and I don't know how in the world we can. I mean, just take small steps. Just fix some of it. But it's almost like Guns N' Roses. Like they are on top of the world, and then egos and drugs and alcohol and addiction and all, like, okay, well, let's find a way to screw this thing up. You had something great, but let's find a way to screw it up, you know? Beatles, you know? Like, there's so much out there. Let's you can't try to screw it up, but you did, and you did it. You succeeded. You screwed it up. The greatest sport out there, and you found a way to mess it up.
Yeah.
In every imaginable way you could do it. Anyway.
High levels of success. I mean, it's hard to come by, and there's a lot more ways to screw something up than there are to, well, I'll just say it's really easy to screw things up.
Yep, no doubt, no doubt. I have some bad news for Drake. You want to hear the bad news? We're not going to the Indiana-Oregon game on Friday night.
I didn't want to.
Oh, I thought you wanted to. I was thinking Atlanta, a chance to see Indiana take him down. StubHub right now, $235 a piece. Get in price. We're not headed down that way. I enjoyed segment two. We've got a lot to discuss. Transfer portal guys coming and going. What does it look like? Chad Morse is higher and Clemson basketball. Oh, by the way, Jed corrects me. Did I say anything? It's Butta Johnson. What did I say in the first segment? Did I say something?
Well,
I said something other than Butta.
You might have said Buddha.
Buddha.
In. You know, the fat praying guy.
Yeah, no, Butter Johnson. I might have misspoke with that. So anyway, short break. We'll come back. Love to hear from you. Reaction Monday when you return right after this.
There's a reason Elite Custom Golf Carts has quickly become the Upstate's top golf cart dealer with the best prices and largest selection. We make your buying experience easy. Our amazing staff can help guide you in the process. Also offering free delivery to over 10 states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now the Upstate's largest authorized Evolution and Denago EV dealer. The fastest growing golf cart brands in the industry. Visit EliteCustomGolfCarts.com for more information. And go Tigers!
Hey Tiger fans, did you know up to 60% of the air in your home comes from your crawl space or basement? If moisture, musty odors, or wood rot are hiding under your house, it could be harming your home and your health. Crawl Space Medic, locally owned and staffed by Clemson alumni, offers honest, certified evaluations with no pressure and no upselling. Protect your home from the ground up. Schedule your free inspection today. Call the pros at Crawl Space Medic.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit TigerMovingGreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the Upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and Upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864-313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
When you shop for the holidays with AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, you're supporting real folks who care about what ends up on your plate. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market brings together the best of the Carolinas with a farm-to-table spirit, offering fresh, restaurant-quality cuts you'll feel proud to serve. Around here, good food starts with good people. Raised right, prepared right, and shared with love. Good food, good neighbors, great holidays. AMPM Farms Butchery and Market, your local farm-to-table butcher.
Kelley Blue Book is the one-stop shop for pricing, fixing, selling, and instant cash offering. Instant cash offer is exactly what it sounds like. An official offer to buy or trade your car. Woo-hoo! Just enter your VIN or license plate, answer a few questions about your car's history, and what kind of condition it's in. In minutes, you'll receive an offer to sell or trade your car that you can be sure is fair. Then choose a dealer to purchase your car and schedule a time to meet. For all of the it's, KBB.com.
Have you ever wondered if you need an estate plan? David Green hears that question daily, and the answer is always yes. Let David and his team guide you through the process of creating a personalized estate plan to protect your legacy for your family. Today is the day to make that happen. Don't wait another day. Call David Green at 271-7940, that's 271-7940, or visit greenlaw.legal to start securing your legacy today.
Hey, if you're looking for safe takes, you're on the wrong station.
Not up in here!
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
With me now, watching me screw in the microphone that fell apart because of the weight put on this thing. Oh, I can't get the thing back in there, right? Anyway, welcome back. I want to tell you about our great friends at American Doormaster while I fix the microphone. American Doormaster is going to fix garage doors. I don't know if he fixed microphones or not. Hopefully they would in case everything went bad. American Doormaster does an absolutely amazing job with your garage doors. Commercial doors, residential doors, they do a great job of it. It's AmericanDoormaster.com. Get in touch with them. Love to help you out. My great friends at American Doormaster. Hey, if it does go bad, springs. You know, Jack, I tell people all the time, man, we spend a lot of time in our garage. But we got a great garage. And our garage doors are incredible. Check them out in case it does go wrong. American Doormaster. Good folks there for sure. All right. Let me fly through a ton of text messages early because I know they'll be flooding in late. 2991 on a Reaction Monday. Can you elaborate on Clemson NIL money compared to other league programs? I'm skeptical we can compete. Well, we'll tell you this. One of the things we have to change is that I want to know how much every team has. And I want to know, we know it in professional sports, and this is professional sports now. I want to know what every player makes. I want to know what every player was offered. And I don't know what every team has because we don't know this. And I do think that sometimes these agents over-exaggerate to get you to understand that. So or to understand their point and their value. I don't know what anybody has. I don't know what anybody makes. There's rumors out there all the time. Clemson is in great shape when it comes to the rev share stuff. And NIL, I think they're okay. At this point in time, the issue is not Clemson money. At this point in time, the issue is that the head coach has just been so not again. That's not the right word to say. The head coach has not been very proactive in the NIL and transfer portal world. That's the best way I can put it. So it's not a money issue. Clemson is in the top 10 to 20 in money. But the head coach has just been slow to react to the portal. And that's why I said the other day, look, in the BC era, before craziness, all right, Dabo Swinney's one of the top two coaches in college football. In the AD era, in the after-disaster era of college football, he's not one of the top 20, 25, 50 coaches. Been slow to react to it and not embracing it and really doesn't know how to do it. Meanwhile, others are flourishing in this new world. From 5649, Georgia fan says, this is Kirby's youngest team, so disappointed but excited for next year. I think Georgia has a shot at being number one, at least the top three preseason. Of course they will. A manageable schedule for the Dogs. Cinetti's the best coach in the country. If he wins it, in your opinion, yeah. I mean, Cinetti, if he could do that at Indiana, imagine what he could do at Georgia and Southern Cal and Texas and Notre Dame and any of those places. He says Texas Tech and Texas A&M making it hard for everyone else NIL-wise, LSU this year too. Yeah, LSU had the best class last year. Didn't work out for him. But, yeah, what this comes down to is if you got oil money, if you got billionaires, if you have tech money, if you have Silicon Valley money, whatever, then you're going to be a good football team if you do it and do it right. Texture says that Barnes has been very good, but just not lately. You guys don't know how bowl games don't count for the SEC anymore. Yeah, well, that doesn't count. They didn't want to be there, for sure. And he said, didn't know we're in top 20 in money. Yeah, money is not the issue at Clemson. Clemson could have gone out and got a quarterback. The head coach chose not to go get a quarterback. So that's where that is. He's going to stand pat with Christopher Vecina, and so we'll see. Tech said, Mickey, it looks to me like we're not going to have to report a quarterback. What do you think? No, Dabo Swinney has said, despite the fact that everybody else in the room says you need to go do it and no one's standing up to it, I don't guess, but it is conventional wisdom all throughout the college football world that you got to go do this. Look, I watched Vecina yesterday. I went and watched every single throw he made and every single run he made in the SMU game. And I will tell you this, there's some good about Christopher Vecina, and he can still develop. One thing I noticed here is that his pocket presence is better than Cade Klubnik. And he stepped up in the pocket better than Cade Klubnik. He never really flushed. He's slow in the run game. But another thing is his progressions were better than Cade Klubnik. But the arm talent's not there. And there's no arm strength. And everything was a check down. He threw three deep balls in the game. And two of them were completed. One of them should have been completed, but it's got to be thrown so early. It's not a very strong arm. And I just don't know how you can go into that thinking that. And, oh, by the way, you're one injury away from having a guy who's played, thrown four passes in his career being your quarterback. It just makes no sense in the world where everybody else in college football is bettering themselves at every position they can, including quarterback, and Clemson has the money for a quarterback, and they don't go get a quarterback. That just makes zero sense to me. 654 Roar, Snap Hook's up first. Snap Hook, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Mickey Plummer. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Couldn't be better.
You know, Mickey, I consider myself a fairly intelligent guy. You know, I mean, I'm above the average in IQ, but, man, you have to have an engineering degree from MIT to figure out these NFL playoffs. How in the world did Denver jump us in the one spot? We ended up two. Same record. Same everything. Explain that to me.
All right. Let me see here. It comes to, and I need to look up NFL tiebreakers. Do we know this off the top of our head, Will? Can we find this? There's a series of tiebreakers. And you're right. Now, I'm not an engineer by any stretch. But the tiebreaker procedures go to head-to-head is first. Did they play head-to-head?
I'm sorry. I missed the question.
No.
The NFL. All right. They didn't play head-to-head.
Yes.
Next is the best one loss record of games within a division. This is for within a division tie. Let me see the home field advantage thing. Bear with me a second here. Dun, 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 tie-breaking meeting. There's a tiebreaker deal in there. I'm not sure which one it was. Our text line will be able to tell us that.
So it is. It's head-to-head record is first.
Yeah.
Then you have the inner division record.
Yeah, but they're not in the same division. We're talking about home field advantage. Why did the Broncos get it over the Patriots? Had the same record.
So it still does take into account of conference.
Best winning percentage against common opponents is what 0447 says.
I'd have to look that up because I'm not sure what the common opponents were.
Well, I know, I know Denver was the best of the. They didn't make it up, you know. Like, yeah, they had the better against common opponents. Had a better record.
It is. I have to go back and look at that because I mean I appreciate you explaining it to me. It just like
well, our texture.
It's so hard to understand.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, Texture Lamb.
Yeah.
Hey, to start the playoffs, going you know. The record that New England has, first year under Vrabel, I was hoping to have some of that, you know, Dan Campbell, former player, secret sauce in the locker room kind of thing.
Yeah.
I could not be more impressed with how Vrabel's handled this first season as the Patriots HC. Thoughts, and I'll take it out there. Boy.
Thank you, Snapbook. Well, I mean, Drake May had an MVP-type year. There's no doubt about that. You look at what he did, and an amazing run for him. Besides that, you got you took it. Let me make sure I was saying this. You took advantage of what was an okay division. You know, you beat the Bills, beat them out for sure. That was nice. The Dolphins were down a little bit, and the Jets were terrible, as you know. But you did great, man. And defensively, you are one of the maybe two or three best defenses in the division. I mean, in the conference. And you got a chance, and you got to go out and maybe win at Denver, maybe, but that's doable. Denver lost one home game this year, and you're 8-0 away from home, so you might be able to do that. So we'll see. But it's a great year. But Vrabel, what they've done there, and what Drake May's done there, it really is amazing turnaround. And had, I think, one of the two best teams, maybe the best team. We'll see. Nick is in the Electric City of Anderson. Nick, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Doing well. I was going to first tell you, did you hear about what the Savannah Bananas are doing with their ticket process this year?
No. What are they doing?
So they're creating their own secondary ticket market where if the fans don't want the ticket, they can only go through Savannah Bananas ticket market and they can only go up to $40.
How about that?
Only Yeah. So you actually are caring about the fans for once.
Hot man, I'll tell you what. What they do, and I, you know, we went and watched it for the first time this year. That's amazing, man. I wish that maybe this guy, maybe the owner of this Bananas, maybe we could make him the commissioner of college football. Because somebody's finally looking out for the fans. I love it, man. I'm a big Bananas fan as a result. Thank goodness. That's great, great stuff.
But on the downside of the stuff, I was going to, why don't we just count sound our death warning now? Because this can be a sit season now. And I'm not saying anything, but with Vezina, he's not going to do it for winning ACC titles. And that we have best as a standard. If we're not going to live by that. Why don't we just not do anything next year? I mean, we're going to be 6-6 at best. I'm tired of this saying we're best as a standard, and then we don't live up to it. And when it comes to recruiting time.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you. And Nick, I appreciate the phone call, man. Thanks for the information on the Bananas, man. Thanks an awful lot for that. There is a chance that Vecina is a surprise and Vecina plays well. And but again, he does some things really well. I just don't think that if he went in the portal, I don't think he's a top 30 quarterback in the portal. And besides that, you're talking about it's just a big risk, and I can't believe they're going to take this risk. But Dabo is a principled guy and thinks that he waited his turn and that he looked good against SMU. And then if you go back and watch the SMU game, and there's not. Whew, man, there's some issues in that game. And if you look at it, I mean, again, who knows what the portal's going to look like, but LSU on paper could be better than Clemson. Miami could be better than Clemson. I think you can make a case for Virginia Tech if they're going to go get the quarterback, Gruckenmeier. And they could be better than Clemson. Duke could be better than Clemson. I mean, Florida State, who knows? Georgia Tech could be better than Clemson. South Carolina could be better than Clemson. I think that you could see a big drop-off there. But this is – if you go – this is such a huge risk. They chose not to take the quarterback. And now if they don't do well, this comes down to everything falls on the head coach. And I just can't believe that they decided to go that route. It is inexplicable to me. Did he wait his turn? Yeah, but we don't wait our turn. We go earn jobs, and you can say, well, Denson and Reynolds, but there are quarterbacks out there, and Clemson had the money to go get a quarterback. And they chose not to have that, not to do that, and it's just – to me, it could end up, if it goes right, he looks like a genius and he could say, I told you so. Nana, nana, boo, boo, I told you so. I was right and you were wrong. And a big, another feather in the cap, like a Hunter Renfro feather or a Grady Jarrett feather, and that'd be great. But if it doesn't, it could cost you a job. It's a $50 million gamble. It could cost you your job. Because I got to tell you, if he goes 6-6 or 7-5 again this year with Vecina, and Vecina doesn't play as well and he ends up losing his games, by the way, don't get blown out at LSU. Don't go down there and look bad. Because then it's going to be a long, long year of what the fan base is looking at. And all you had to do, if you just went out and got one, or if a guy didn't play well, or if he didn't beat up Vecina, you go, well, I tried to go get one. But now you just rolled the dice with this thing on this $50 million gamble. And it's inexplicable to me. I just don't – there's no way you can understand it. No way you can explain it. Loyalty? Oh, loyalty is great. That's great. But every football person you talk to says, got to go get a quarterback. Including – I know people in that room who feel that way, who don't have the say. And now you got to go roll that dice. And it's not like he's some strong-arm, raw guy. Like, what if he's like this unbelievable athletic talent but is raw and like, oh, you got to develop and you hope you can develop between now and then? I mean, if it doesn't, then, I mean, you know, you could develop that. But you look at the ball coming out of the hands and I don't – I mean, in your fourth or fifth year, you're not going to get – like your arm's going to all of a sudden become stronger.
You better have a very good defense.
Yeah, it's got to be Trent Dilfer. Just for the life of me, I just don't understand the strategy. And in the end, the proof will be in the pudding. And I hope that I'm wrong. And I hope the hundreds of other people tell me the same thing are wrong. Short break. Hey, if you're on hold, I promise I'm coming straight to you. Hour number two, right after this.